This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lewis Riddick, hi. Not your kind of hi, Wiggy. Hi,
right.
On Drake May. By the way, because there was a collective scare that went through the region yesterday, Drake May is getting an MRI prior to leaving for London. Correct, Shyam? We believe he is getting the MRI.
Well, so yesterday afternoon, Volan reported that he was getting an MRI after practice Wednesday. Phil Perry has since said that the Patriots have zero concern about his knee, didn't confirm or deny an MRI. Nobody else on the planet has confirmed an MRI at all whatsoever.
Right. Okay. So maybe not an MRI.
All right.
Maybe not.
And he was listed as a full participant on the injury report.
Okay. And if it was, maybe it was just precautionary, just to make sure everything's good to go.
Yeah. Is he still covering the team?
I don't know.
I thought he was a notch on my belt.
No, I don't know.
I think he is. So, listen.
Could you imagine going with the guy that claimed to be a ticket salesman with a Barstool Twitter account as your source? Sorry, carry on.
Isn't it too early after one NFL game to determine that a guy is going to be among the greatest ever to play at the position?
Nope.
I don't know if he's saying the greatest of all time. I think he meant like when he's playing one of the great quarterbacks like we think of today.
Like Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Lamar Jackson. Allen, yeah, Lamar Josh Allen. Allen.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Boomer Esiason kind of gave Drake his flowers on Monday, saying that he's going to be a great player in this league. So I think a lot of people that are football-minded have the same feeling after seeing a small sample from him.
Shocking how everybody agrees with me now after finally seeing him play in a game. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, as long as you could be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, I think you're in top 10, great, top 5, even better. Right? Because then we start to look, because when we start to think of like the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, we go, oh, you can win a championship with that guy.
You have C.J. Stroud in there at number five. Yeah. So if you have Mahomes, Allen, you mentioned Lamar Jackson.
Yep. They're
Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah. No.
According to former President Trump, yes.
So wait, who is your fourth?
So I have Mahomes by himself.
Yeah.
Then it's Allen, Jackson, and then
the
I have
attorney.
Yes, Burrow, C.J. Stroud. I have in there. I mean, I think you could. There's a lot of guys you could put Justin Herbert in
there. Aaron Rodgers is not in there.
I still have Aaron Rodgers in my top 10.
Okay,
Aaron Rodgers I would put up there. Jalen Hurts I would put up there.
Stafford.
Stafford I would still put him in a top 10 quarterback. I would put. Who else in that category? Let me kind of look.
Caleb Williams.
No.
I would Caleb Williams. Yeah, not yet.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. I would have Kirk Cousins in my top 10. I'd have Dak in my top 10. Jared Goff. Maybe he can break your top 10.
Would you put Purdy below or above Brissett?
I'd put him above Brissett.
I love how much you love Dak. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I would still.
We have some breaking good show news, if you want.
I love it.
Really good show news from Sue, who was in here on Friday.
Awesome.
For Pudge's Pals. Hello, Sue.
Hello. How are you all?
What's going on?
Well, we have great news. Tuesday night, Nevi, whose new name is now Hazel, went to a loving family. They listened to the show. They saw her on Twitch. They fell in love, put in the paperwork, and we went through our regular kind of routine, and she went home. So I just want to thank you guys so much for highlighting her in the organization and helping her find a new forever home.
Oh, that's so good.
The feels. So it's a family that they have kids and stuff.
They do. They have two kids, and I'll send you over a photo of Heaven, Nevi, Hazel. She's got so many names with the two kids.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty cool.
That's amazing. I told you
she wouldn't last long.
No.
It would not last long.
Curtis, speaking of notches in your belt, first Pudge's pal adopted days after being in here.
I got a message from a guy last weekend, or whenever the hell it was, who said that he and his wife adopted a dog after listening to that segment from one of their local shelters. In honor of Pudge, and what an awesome legacy! What a great thing!
It's so amazing. Oh, so we're so gonna great. Do it, Sue. We should get you guys. We're open to any and all shelters, and we will do another Pudge's Pal segment next week. So, yeah. Would love to have you guys come back, or we'll reach out. But this is such great news. Unfortunately, very sad news for one of us here who thought that. She was going to be able to have an addition to the family when it came to children. And unfortunately, this dog is going somewhere else, Courtney.
Yeah, but I'm very happy for Nevia. Santo reminded me when I got home that I am allergic to dogs. Oh. So that would have been an issue.
Are you really allergic? How do you have Harry if you're allergic?
Yeah. Harry's hyperallergenic. Oh.
Santo is your Yuka app.
Yeah, he is.
All right. Well, then we'll have another.
Honestly. Smooth, brilliant move by him. He's like, I'd love to have another dog, but you're allergic.
That's like when Greg's mom told him the bell from the ice cream truck meant they were out of ice cream.
Well, next week there'll be another dog in here.
No, I know. And
Courtney
will fall
in love with that
one.
And
I'm fine holding the dog. It's more living with fur that gets me.
Well, maybe the next one will have hyperallergenic fur.
Sue, thank you for what you do.
Yeah, Sue.
Good job.
You. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us in, and I'd love to bring in another dog, but let's open it up to a bunch of different rescues and get all the dogs around here.
Okay. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. Ah, awesome news.
Great. That's great news.
And dogs won't last long.
No. Well, we have, I told you, we have the most generous listeners that have ever been assembled ever in the history of listening.
Less than a week it took for her to get adopted.
And Nevia was famous for being on Twitch for us, but then Dermot Kennedy posted a photo with Nevia.
Oh,
so
he did?
Yeah.
He
over a million followers.
Celeb dog.
Yeah.
You call them the wags, the tail wags of the celebrities?
Be honest, Courtney, which would you rather take home?
I'm married.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
You were a little obsessed.
Well,
let's
I'm yeah, I love
okay
him.
It's okay to look at the menu. You
nope.
Just, you know, no just eating.
Just don't order nothing.
No. No,
you going
no,
to
no,
a show
just,
when he comes back to town?
I am hoping so, yes.
You put the Yuka app up to Dermot Kennedy, and it said danger, Tomato.
No.
Hazardous to your health.
Social distance.
All right, we got to get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Hot news.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins get a good win on the road. Final score 5-3 over the Avalanche. Five different guys got five goals. Hampus Lindholm had an assist as well to get to 2 points for him. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 22 saves in the win. We have a college football game on our airwaves tonight. BC is in Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. Kickoff at 7:30. And in the NFL, the Broncos take on the Saints in Thursday Night Football at 8:15. The Dodgers go up in the NLCS last night, shutting out the Mets 8-0 in Game 3. They lead that series 2-1. Over to the ALCS, the Yankees are up 2-0 on the Guardians. Game 3 is tonight. First pitch at 5:08. Do you have a lock tonight, Chime, whether it's the BC game or Broncos Saints?
I got to be honest with you. I don't want to make my record any worse. I don't feel great about tonight's game. It is going to be a disaster of a Thursday Night Football game because the Saints are going to be without Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. The Broncos defense is pretty good, but they're going to be without Pat Surtain. So this is a game
you're
I don't
want to staying away from this one.
Yeah, this is just it's one of those games where it's just like, I don't even know if I'm going to watch it on TV.
Okay.
Well, unlike the chicken wings, Chime is staying away.
Yeah, yep. Watch the BC Virginia Tech. And Greg, you know what? You are right. I would take,
like the chicken.
I ate like 21 of them in one sitting.
Yeah.
I ate like 12 of them. 12. And they were the
Applebee's
little, like,
had to
nugget sized boneless wings.
Dan Campbell had to cancel the promotion.
Shout out to Dan Campbell. Great sales.
He was almost like Fat Joe and Big Punt got arrested for eating all you too much all you can eat. Greg,
at least I didn't put Red Lobster out of business.
That
all
is
right?
True. I am with you, though. I would take Caleb Williams over Brock Purdy and Jaden Daniels because their ceilings are much higher.
Because their ceilings
when I was
higher.
Thinking about it when you brought that question up, I would.
Okay.
We'll experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, I can't get over how grateful I am for you, Purdue and Pudge's pals. That is so cool. And Great Dog Rescue New England, who is just on Sue. That's where I got Pudge. If you're looking for a place, we didn't give it, but GDRNE.com. If you are interested in the several wonderful adoptable pets they have, I'm sure, today. 43 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.